Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. Your hosts, Dr. Dave and Venus Quintana, will entertain, inspire, and ignite your passion for food. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. I am Venus Quintana.
And I am Dr. Dave, and tonight is what, National
Monday,
but how about National I'm in a Pickle Day? I mean, just Pickle Day. I always feel like sometimes I fall into that pickle thing.
Indeed, indeed. Yes, it is National Pickle Day 2016, and it has been a very busy week, actually, one of the more interesting weeks of this whole year, I think. This week just gone, no?
Yeah, very. I mean, a lot of big things happened, right? Veterans Day, the election.
The election, Veterans
Hoo-wee.
Day. We have the supermoon.
Talk about that tonight, please.
Tonight.
Yeah.
And all kinds of really interesting things to talk about. We had Veterans Day, which was also 11-11-16,
that's right.
Great significance there. And
which I think we should talk about that a little bit later on.
Yes.
I actually did a post around that. You did a post around that kind of about the same time, just a little past 11-11 a.m. I was in the office. You were working, and boom, we both put something up. So that's a very spiritual, heavy energy day and a lot of things. Plus, today is actually World Diabetes Day, too. So we got National Pickle Day and World Diabetes Day. And actually, I think we can tie them together tonight, believe it or not.
Now, are pickles good for diabetes?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh,
they are.
There
and we're
going
to talk about why and how. And isn't that actually an interesting thing? I mean, I did some research on pickles and brining and fermentation. And you know the one thing I realized, Venus? I didn't realize how many fermented and pickled things you and I eat. And, you know, it really does play into...
You can pickle just about anything.
You can. And where's that slipper you had taken the other day? Is that getting pickled tonight?
The slipper? Maybe.
Yeah. But no, you can pickle anything, folks, which is what we're going to be talking about. There's so many great things. And, you know, it spans the world. It really does. I mean... Back in, like 20-30 B.C., the Dutch were brining, and the word pickle comes from the Dutch word pekel, P-E-K-E-L. But again, even back in India, 5,000 B.C., they're pickling stuff. So, I mean, pickling has been around for a long time because it is a way to preserve and a health-giving benefit, which even Cleopatra said, why is she eating pickles? Because
they help to stay beautiful.
Exactly. Now, how cool is that? I mean, Cleopatra eating fermented food, which has become a rave recently with, like, kombucha.
I think since last year.
Right? Yeah.
Extremely popular.
Absolutely. So we're going to get a little pickle tonight, talking about everything. And we would love if you could call in. The chat line is 323-642-1296. So, Venus. Do we want to talk about, maybe like in a half hour or so, we're going to talk about how we're going to change our format, and we are going to get crazy next Monday night for our Thanksgiving show in a new format. So I think we'll hold out for a little bit, and we'll talk about that a little later on.
Yes, I know all our listeners will be extremely excited to see where we're heading and new formats we're working on. So
Yes.
But we've had... We've had a super busy week. I mean, we haven't cooked as many creative dishes, I guess, as we would have liked.
Yeah, we were on the run a lot.
We've been eating
a lot
of, like, our own ramen noodle type soups with low-sodium chicken broth and beef broth and, you know, just adding in vegetables and mushrooms and making a whole meal out of it. I love that.
And these noodles, what we've been using is the shirataki tofu ones and the konjac noodles, and it makes, like, this bowl of, like, it's not a true ramen noodle, which is wheat noodle. It's just this, like, bowl of love. And if you check, we put up a – did we put up that post, love, of the one we made last night?
No, we didn't.
Oh, we got to do that. So, folks, what we're playing with is all this great HCG food for Venus and cooking clean and mean. So last night we were making one of our favorite Asian-type soups, and Venus has been basically on this HCG program, and you lost how much, my love?
Oh, Soon, very soon, it is coming to an end. I have been on the HCG diet now for about 34 days, I believe.
34 days, that's correct, yeah.
And to date, with the stalls and the ups and the downs and the challenges, I've lost 21 pounds.
Woo! And, folks, she looks absolutely stunning and
so
gorgeous.
So I've had to go out and buy new clothes because I dropped a whole dress size, maybe even more. And I feel fabulous, darling.
And you look fabulous, darling. So with this in mind, when we go out to dinner, there's not a lot of options for Venus at the moment. Maybe you can ask for something clean and grilled and broiled nice and clean. But what we found is like a Japanese place or a nice Chinese place does it well. So if you've ever had a steam platter of things from a Chinese restaurant and you wonder why that like shrimp is so tender and velvety and the chicken is and all these things that they steam, it's called velveting. Okay, like velveteen.
Right.
And Venus and I were like, I said, you know what, Venus, I think they use cornstarch. And she goes, yeah, I think so too. But it goes beyond that. So what we did is got some nice organic chicken, cleaned it up, sliced it really paper thin. And what you have to do is take like the chicken breast and look at where the grains are going and cut it into like thirds, but cut cross grains so it's nice and tender.
Mm-hmm.
And the velveting process is egg white. And either cornstarch.
Well, you have to be careful how much egg white and cornstarch.
Correct.
You
want it
so
minimal.
Just
essence up.
Cover it.
Just
to cover.
You don't want a gappy. That you definitely don't. So if you just do a little bit there, boom, easy goes. You put a little baking soda, not baking powder, but baking soda, or a little cornstarch. Which and the next thing I want to look to do is potato starch, which, believe it or not, is a glycemic lowering substance, so we'll talk about that and why that's interesting. But anyway, you just do this. We seasoned it up with a little tamari, a little garlic, a little
ginger,
and a little Asian five spice, which I love, but Venus doesn't, which folks.
No.
This is split camp.
I would like it if it weren't for the almost overpowering smell of cinnamon. To me,
yeah.
Overpowering.
Yeah, so
see,
you know what?
That just changes the whole thing for me. That makes it a big no-no.
Yeah, I think that's probably a little too much.
But you can put any kind of spice that you like, you know, herbs, right? I mean.
Oh, you could do that. We could do that,
I think,
sure.
Yeah, to season it very well is definitely important.
Yeah.
And then you have to leave it in the bowl for like half an hour, right?
Half hour, we covered it, and then we steamed it, and today we just got in the mail, which we ordered, a beautiful steamer basket.
Bamboo.
Yeah. Two layers with the
gorgeous
lid on it. Absolutely stunning,
high
end.
That would be good for fish, too.
Oh, and we could do that in like a nice
dumpling.
Everything. Oh, my God.
I'll actually be able to eat dumplings soon.
We do have a question here, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Bobby with an I from Seneca, New York. What is your favorite type of pickle? So how about you go up first there?
Well, I have to tell you, I think I may have found my favorite pickle in the whole wide world.
Do tell.
I like I always get mixed up. I'm still not kind of.
Run it by me, I can help you. I'll walk you through the pickle thing.
Labeling. But I do believe it's the half sours that I like.
And that's my favorite. So half sour, folks, means the brining process is a lot quicker. It's less of a full fermented thing, but it doesn't have that vinegary full changeover. It's
right.
Kind of between a cucumber in its rawest form and a pickle.
Yeah.
And I love that. And we're going to talk about
it's
this whole fermentation.
It's got the right amount of
crispiness.
Crispiness,
yeah.
And flavor.
Yes.
And we found some, actually the best brand that I've had, the kosher brand, what's their name?
Oh,
anyway,
good
you
Lord.
Can,
the refrigerated one, folks.
You can find them in the refrigerated section,
yeah.
And it's they're kosher. Like they
they're
have
kosher.
Some kind
somebody
of a,
and somebody. There's probably Nathaniel in there or something like that.
Yeah,
I think something like
those
that.
Those I would highly recommend.
Yeah. Very good. Very
well,
good.
I have to tell you, I always go crazy when the pickle people come around. And unfortunately,
yes,
we did miss it this year because they were at the Heksha.
No, we caught them at the festival at East, the Garlic Festival.
No, they weren't the pickle people. No. No, they were. That was another company. But their pickles were amazing, and I love they bring all these pickles in, like, these huge vats.
Yes.
Like these plastic
55-gallon drums.
Gallon with all the liquid
drums,
in them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know how they transport that. I give them credit.
You don't want to put that in the back of your car.
I mean, that
Mm-mm.
is really, you could end up stinking for the rest of your life.
But again, we went to the garlic festival, we went to this place, and you could buy pickles by the pint, the quart, the half gallon, the gallon.
I like spicy pickles.
And now you had the wasabi one.
No. They
no.
were not wasabi. They were horseradish.
Oh, horseradish. Well, oh, you right, right.
Horseradish, and then you got another, but I didn't like them because they were like...
What did I get there? Oh, jeez, I don't remember. I don't actually remember.
So what's your... So mine's half sour. What's
well, mine is a half sour. Mine is actually a half sour, too, so that's not fair.
Don't be copying.
No, 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 no. Who turned you on to half sours, may I ask?
No, I was already eating them.
No. Who turned you on to the process of it? I mean, you were eating ones that weren't so good. But anyway, half sours I love because they're still crunchy. They're good. And fermentation and the way we brine the cucumber brings out not just flavor and taste and transforms it, but it goes into a whole fermentation process, which when we have the Dr. Dave segment tonight, we're going to talk about all the wonderful things around fermentation and health. And, folks, this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
This is no, like, you know, Peter Piper picked a
pack of peppers,
right? I mean, this is serious health stuff, and I want to talk about it because it's a very near and dear subject to me, so we're going to talk about it later on. But how about we're going to go A-B-A-B. You name a pickle, I name a pickle. You name a pickle, I name a pickle. Start at the top. Name a pickle.
Well, I don't think I'm going to do very well at this.
That's okay. I did prep, so I'm not going to lie.
Half sour.
Okay. Dill.
Garlic dill.
Gherkin.
Cornichon.
Oh, you dirty girl. Say that again.
Cornichon.
Oof, yes, yes, yes. Brined, just kosher.
Oh, kosher.
Swedish.
Swedish
Danish.
Pickle?
Swedish pickle, yeah.
Oh.
And Danish. Not to mention, you could pickle just about anything like you said.
So I have a question. And again, these are things that I'm still not Americanized enough about.
Okay, and let's keep it that way.
You know, the whole real culture of pickles and... You know, all the different varieties. I guess I'm a little close-minded when it comes to that. But I'm wondering how popular those... Right, so you have the four pickles, the whole pickles, which I will only eat those. But then you get the pickle spears,
yes.
Okay, which I think are horrific because
okay.
they're never as crispy. Like, you bite into them...
Well, you know what? There's
still,
certain things that I do believe should not be pickled.
They're, like, literally neon green inside. And then you have the bread and butter chips.
See, that was way too sweet for me.
So why is that, though?
Why are
is...
they sweet? It's just
yeah.
based on what you use in the brine, so that has sugar in it.
Awful.
Yeah, no, my mom used to make a whole bunch of cool pickles right from the cucumbers from the garden, and there was bread and butter, which I could not stand, but then she'd make the classic dill or garlic dill or something like that. But, you know, being in that operation where it was like amazing. You just took these fresh cucumbers. I mean, it's simple. You're letting the fermentation process transform that cucumber into a pickle, and it's absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anytime you do anything at home, too, you know, it's the farm to table, literally your backyard to your table, right? You plant a garden, you get some great things out of that, and you do some canning. I mean, those ball jars, the mason jars with the caps. Oh, my God. We used to do that in the kitchen. It was like surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sterilizing.
Absolutely. And, you know, pickling fruit, too. Pickled strawberries, blueberries. You could do pineapple, pear.
Oh, of course.
I mean, there's so many different ways. But
you could even pickle a walnut, as does our executive producer at least once a week. He pickles his walnut quite well.
Indeed, he does. yeah, apparently you can also pickle avocados. So I'm not really sure.
Now, that's kind of interesting, and
yeah,
I like to explore
I'm
that because
really
avocados
sure,
are good, but I don't understand how you could actually pickle something with fat. That doesn't actually make sense because if you look at every pickle thing from radishes
mm-hmm.
to sauerkraut to borscht to peppers and relish and, I mean, garlic, none of that's fatty. I don't get
yeah,
that. I don't think that's actually going to work because when you – what's happening – and actually I'm going to say that doesn't make sense because when you pickle something, the carbohydrates get converted into different organic acids.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to get any much carbs out of an avocado, which is almost purely fat? I don't get it.
Wow. The only way you know is to try.
All right. I like that attitude. Let's do it.
But I like pickled green tomatoes.
I can't believe I was just looking down at my notes thinking, oh, my God, when I go to a kosher place with the pastrami or the corned beef, those green pickled tomatoes. Oh, all right. High five across the board here. That is good stuff. Very good stuff.
Indeed, indeed. Also pickled lemons.
Oh, I love those. Remember we bought those?
Lemons.
Yeah, we bought those. I like that.
Trader Joe's. So
what is that? What is that culturally? Is that, it's I think it's Moroccan. Moroccan. That's Moroccan, actually. I do remember that. But you know what? I wanted to talk about a couple of the other things we just even have in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Just last night. And actually, no, wait. Last night. And I didn't even realize that tonight's show was all about pickles, but we're talking about pickling. And here I am. I took this beautiful jarred stuff, and I'm going to try my very best at this.
Mm-hmm.
It's Salatka Salvachaka, and
is
I'll spell
Polish?
It. That's Polish. S-A-L-A-T-K-A. Yeah. Hopefully I did well. Svetlana out there, call in and let us know if I did all right.
Well, Svetlana's not Polish.
Oh, whatever. Close enough. No,
she'll
no.
Understand.
She would probably understand it, I hope, better than I can. And Slavica Skeca. What is it? Z-L-A-C-E-K-A. But what I love about this, folks, it's not just like a sauerkraut or a uni food. It's onion, cabbage, red pepper, and even carrots. And
I actually had a small bite of
did
that.
Did you like
before,
it?
And I have to tell you, it had the perfect combination of flavors.
Right?
It wasn't too sweet.
Right.
Although there's a few calories in that, believe it or not.
Well, there's probably a little sugar in it, so I'm not going to lie.
There's definitely calories.
Yeah.
I did see that. And then the sauerkraut that I opened up was absolutely awful.
Horrendous.
That has much less calories and sugar than the one you're talking about, but it tasted like garbage. We actually ended up throwing it out.
Yeah, we did, and I hate to throw away food, but it just didn't have a odor that I really gravitated to. But I love pickle stuff. I mean, you know, I finally go back to when I used to work in the city, Venus. We would go to this Asian restaurant, and we'd sit at these huge tables, probably set like 16 people.
Pickled ginger?
Yeah, they had all, exactly.
Right?
Like pickled ginger, pickled radish. They had all these crazy things. And you would get this big, big, beautiful bowl of soup. And I used to get the seafood soup. And it had everything in it. It was so amazing. I mean, even sea cucumber, which is quite exotic. It was so delicious. But they had all the pickle stuff, which was great. So we have another question coming through here. Sheila from Bridgeport, New York. Fermented foods, why should we consume them? What are the health benefits? So you want to...
probiotics, right?
See, I'm going to sit back and
you're
just...
the scientist, so you can explain this one.
No,
I'm
but
not.
You just nailed it. Number one foremost answer, say it again.
Probiotics.
And why are they good for you? You know this.
No, because they're good for your gut.
That's right, the gut flora, right?
Yeah.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, Venus and I do take that quite seriously. We do take a great probiotic. We take
it's actually my
private label line, which is Medi Nutrients.
Yeah.
But we take like 300 billion per day. But fermented food, it's God's initial presentation to giving us good probiotics and all these beautiful health-giving things.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, when you think about it, something that was initially done for preservation of food.
Right.
Little did we know that in 2016, go on the internet, look up fermented foods and its health-giving benefits, and go, wow, this is the topic of the day.
But why is it that this is just coming into being trendy just as of late?
Well,
think about out in, you know, Japan and the Italians, like they're the ones that are really...
right, Indians even.
Indians.
My favorite thing is those kefir limes, actually.
Oh, yes.
I mean, pickled down.
I love it.
Well, you know what? We disseminate information when it becomes hot, when it becomes trendy. It's unfortunate. Like, you know what, Venus? I put up the other day a Facebook post when I did my first cooking show back in 2004, The Good Life with Dr. Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about low glycemic then. I was talking about food allergies. I was talking about, you know, looking for gluten sensitivity and gluten.
Right.
So these are things that if you embrace them, you should embrace them for the whole span of time. Don't do nutrition du jour. It has to be things that make a lot of sense. But fermented foods have been, you know, around for probably like, oh my God, I'm going to say 7,000 years because we got, we're in AD and we're going back 5,000 BC. That's a long time.
It really is.
So these principles carry forward.
Indeed, indeed.
What's your favorite pickle thing?
Oh, well, I have to say I have quite a few. Pickled beets. I love beets. I just absolutely, that's just my number one thing.
You are? Yes, yes, yes.
I do like pickled cauliflower.
Yes.
I like the cocktail onions, those teeny.
Ooh, cocktail.
Pickled onions.
Yes, yes, yes.
I like the pepperoncini. Are they pickled?
No. They are brined and there's a mild, I wouldn't call it a pickling. That would be more of a brine slash preservative of vinegar. So the vinegar acts to, you know, hold the milieu, you know?
Mm. I think, can't you even do pickled mushrooms? Or is that...
I think you can pickle anything that has a certain amount of carbohydrates because, again, when you do this whole thing, you have the conversion to these organic acids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pickling, in a sense, is a fermentation. Fermentation takes grapes and makes wine.
Right?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It takes, you know, milk and makes kefir. So it's the same things. But, you know, back in the day, if you pickled, you preserved. And you could put them on big journeys, right? So like across the great seas and these long sea journeys.
Mm-hmm.
Things were salted, right? Salted and cured. The meats were salted and cured. But vegetables and what have you were actually pickled. So that's kind of cool.
Wow.
So you know what? We got another question coming through here. If you want to take that next one, Venus, go ahead, my love.
Yes.
That's Scott from Albany, yeah?
New York. Do you know how much probiotics are found in fermented foods? Which foods have the highest probiotic values?
Ah.
So that's definitely a good thing to know.
That is a great thing to know, and I don't think even I know the answer to that. But I'm going to tell you that anything in nutrition, do you mind me jumping in to answer that unless you want to go?
No.
Okay. You want variety. You don't want to just eat one thing, two things, three things. You want to graze across a multitude of different things. So does it really matter which one's the very best? And in a way, yes, in a way, no. What you want to do is get different forms and strains. So each single fermented food could have a different genus species, right, like lactobacillus or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You could have any different varietal of different organisms, and each one does its own thing. So I think to have a widespread approach is the best. I mean, even, again, we talked about this before, Venus, how when you brine with the salt, the whole idea there is to get rid of the pathological strains, and we embrace the good strains. So,
but I did read somewhere that eating too many of these pickled fermented goods because of their high sodium content, it can actually lead possibly to like stomach cancer.
Well, no. Well, if you look at the studies there, and I do want to speak about that because this is actually known to be more curative than that. Those are areas where they eat like Japan and stuff like that. They eat very, very toxic ways of cooking their meats and stuff like that, that have a lot of heterocyclic amines and stuff like that, which is more likely the thing. And when you look at studies, sometimes you don't separate out one thing from another. So the heterocyclic amines, the way you sear meat and do what have you, is carcinogenic in nature. But if you actually read up on fermentation and probiotics and all these prebiotics, this is actually quite the opposite. So you have to be very careful, folks, when you look at studies and Venus and Mercury.
What about blood pressure, though?
Well, that's a factor.
Affect,
that
right?
is a factor. Yeah, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the addition of salt. I mean, more salt, it's definitely going to affect it, no? I mean, how much would you have to really consume for it to, you know, for how long?
Affect you? So
yeah.
That's a great topic.
No,
I love that. That's a great topic. So, you know, some people are salt-sensitive hypertensives. All right, so different cultures.
I think that's me.
You're hypersensitive, but no. Some people are salt sensitive, hypertensives, and that's one thing. But this kind of salt, even if you take like a pickle, you rinse it off. But not everything fermented is salty, like kombucha. Which is
kombucha.
Tea, kombucha
tea.
Is fermented tea, but it's actually got a little sugar in it and stuff like
that's
that. So
stuff.
It's actually very good for you.
It's very popular. I mean, when you go to all the health food stores, they probably have at least 20 brands of kombucha.
All right, folks, right? I'm going to completely put a disclaimer up. It just is so cute and poignant at the moment to share this story. I had a patient come in today.
Mm-hmm.
He is a retired fireman, and he was starting to have some depressive affect issues, and he had seen somebody at the World Trade Center facility, and they wanted to put him on an antidepressant, and he just kind of started changing his diet, and then all of a sudden he started using kombucha.
Oh, really?
All right.
And that cured him?
And he swears that within a very short period of time, it really changed things. So, again, a healthy gut is a good gut because our serotonin, we have 87% thereabouts produced in the gut that affects the brain. So, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's not that far stretched away.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
We have a caller on
the line. We do. Bring them on.
Elaine from Long Island. Haven't spoken to Elaine in a while. Elaine, how are you? Elaine, yoo-hoo!
Yes.
Hey, Elaine, how are you?
Willkommen, how are you?
Listen, Dan doesn't believe me. I am being one bitch on wheels tonight.
You are?
A bitch on wheels?
Bitch on wheels.
That literally just lost 10 pounds.
You lost 10 pounds? Why would you be a bitch on wheels with such a great progress?
Not from that. I'm talking about from other things. Other things.
All right. Well, we don't necessarily want to talk about that on air if it's not...
So, Elaine, what is your favorite kind of
pickle,
my dear?
I don't eat pickles.
You do.
No, I don't.
Don't be bashful. Why not?
I don't eat pickles.
You don't like them?
Well, okay. Excuse me. Don't let me lie. Pickle sandwich.
Wait, you eat a pickle sandwich?
You never heard of such a thing?
I did not. So how did you go from not eating pickles to having a pickle sandwich?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Because I just remembered I actually had it a long time ago. So.
All right, do tell, because that sounds quite nice.
What
kind of
bread?
Bread? Who puts it in between bread?
You said it's a sandwich.
Yeah. You could have it
on a roll,
too, you know.
A roll. Oh, my. A roll. Like a Kaiser roll, I'm assuming?
No. A regular roll.
All right,
roll.
Right now I'm quite confused. So, Elaine, you had a pickle sandwich, my dear.
Did they use butter on the bread?
I told you I was being a bitch on wheels tonight. I told you. You are. I know. Thank you very much.
So you know what? We all have choice, so choose not to be a bitch on wheel. Share some fun time with us, and let's talk about it. So, again,
Elaine,
go ahead.
How do you feel about me losing 21 pounds on the HCG diet? Are you happy for me?
Yes, I am. What's the HCG diet? I want to know what that is.
HCG.
You mean he doesn't know?
No, I don't. You're a friend over there. Never told me about that diet.
Oh, stop it. I definitely have. You have to pay attention to the office
visit.
Well,
he'll fill you in when he sees you next time.
Next visit, I will fill you in.
But it's pretty incredible. I've lost 21 pounds in 34 days.
And may I ask a question? Stupid question.
Please?
It depends what the question is.
But where did you need to lose 21 pounds?
You know what?
In my big,
fat
head.
Really?
Elaine, I'm a very tall woman, but
and
over the years,
toothpick.
I am not skinny as a toothpick. I may look it, but it's an optical illusion.
No!
Okay? Uh-huh. It's like being in front of those crazy mirrors in the what do you call it? In the circus? In the
funhouse.
Yes, that's what it looks
uh-huh.
like. So,
hey, forget about
it. I think
it.
You really
Let
need
me
to
tell
lose
you.
All that weight.
David, can you just speak to that just for a minute?
I will.
Tell Elaine the transformation and just
very quickly.
We're not going to ponder on this.
Don't ask me to go that damn quickly.
She's laughing. I love
so
it.
So anyway, quite quickly is,
hold on,
we got a little microphone adjustment
you.
We need. That's me? Okay. It's always me. Folks, in the studio, it's always me. If there's a rubbing on the mic or
sorry,
something.
That was me just now.
Oh, okay, all right.
Sorry,
yeah, right. So we're going to go back to the story.
I should buy you a T-shirt that says it's always me.
Oh.
And I'll make you wear it.
Oh. If
I
must, I would.
Of that?
Yeah, I know you would.
So come on, tell Elaine.
Tell Elaine. We're going back to. Yeah. The subject of the matter is right now.
Why did
the
she,
question
why did
that I need to answer
pounds?
Is?
Oh, about
why
the
did
ACV.
Lose 21
oh.
pounds?
She's asking me how I needed to lose that, and I want you to
explain
that.
Oh, well, see, again, that's why I actually blanked that out, because quite honestly, that's a very uncomfortable subject. So, folks.
I'm saying from a doctor's perspective.
Well, first, can I just talk from the love of your life's perspective?
Oh.
So, 21 pounds back, she was the most gorgeous woman in the world. But
I thought she was still the most gorgeous woman in the world.
Would you just listen and let me finish? Most gorgeous woman in the world you would ever want to lay your eyes on. But she felt that she could improve upon herself, and that's the difference. That's the magic.
Really?
I am doing it. She said, I want to do it. I want to feel better. And I said, love, as you are right here and now, I love you dearly. You're gorgeous. And whatever you want to do is to improve your own life, to empower yourself, to become vital.
Of course.
So trust me, Elaine, it hasn't been easy because she can get hangry sometimes. Which
hangry.
Is hang.
Elaine, can you imagine living on 500 calories a day?
Hungry and angry, but we have created food
Elaine,
that works.
I have not had a piece of chocolate in 34 days.
I can fix that problem for you if you'd like.
You're going to overnight me some chocolate? What does that mean?
But Dr. Dave would not like the idea, so I'm not doing it.
No. Well,
no.
What I have, kind of always preach, and Venus knows it very well herself, is we all make choices. So if she wanted to have a little piece of chocolate, God bless. But you cut back somewhere else. But when she committed to this HCG weight loss program.
Yeah, but tell Elaine, when you look at me now, the difference you see in me, please.
Okay, so again, without getting, decapitated castrated.
She was gorgeous before,
exactly. And she is even more, she's so gorgeous at the moment. But you know what? It's not just the weight. When you lose weight, you become empowered. You feel good about yourself, and you glow more.
And I feel strong. I feel healthy.
Yes.
I feel amazing, Elaine.
But I want everybody to hear what I just said, right? It's not just about the fact that 21 pounds later, she is the most amazing, gorgeous woman my eyes will ever feast upon. But again, there's something that changes her energy. Because she feels empowered. She feels good. She feels great about herself. So whenever we feel good about ourselves, Elaine, we glow. We emit a good energy, and that's important.
I'm sorry, what was that, Elaine? What did you say?
I said you were empowered before you lost the 21 pounds.
Well, she was empowered to get there.
Elaine, sometimes we only know ourselves, what we feel is that needs to be done, Somebody else looking in, it's very challenging, So, and we all know what we have to do, right? I mean, you know what you need for your body, but it may not necessarily, be the perspective of somebody else, So I think whatever makes you feel like you're in a good place is where you should head towards. So if it means losing 20 pounds, and I know that I'm living a healthier life, so Is it a drastic change? Do people come up to me and say, oh, my God, you lost so much weight? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's a very, I don't know, how would you say it? Like, it's not so significant that people can detect it right away. They can't.
Okay, but
well,
I am happy that I lost my 10
Well, thank
pounds.
You, Elaine.
Bitch on Wheels is something totally different.
All
oh,
right. Well,
my dear.
The fact that you lost 10 pounds, can
well,
we get a big
wonderful.
Cheer from the green room,
congratulations.
Please?
Congratulations. I mean, that's a fair amount of weight. Anything is definitely to be
that was
applauded.
Specifically
yeah.
for you, Elaine. That's a big kudos from the green room. And that's Miss great. Venus. That's great. The Bitch on Wheels will talk about
Ooh,
when I
yeah.
see you. So
that's a good idea.
Good night, my dear.
Thank you, Elaine, so much for calling in.
Miss Venus, how much more down do you want to go?
Another 5 pounds and I'll be good.
You don't need to.
I bet you say
well,
that.
Thank
all
you. You are so
boy.
Sweet. And you know what, Elaine, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But I, you know, I would like to really maintain the weight I have now going forward, and that's that. So, but thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Super
All right, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome
thank you. Thank you. Good night, Elaine.
Bye.
99.
Bye.
99.
Have fun.
Thank you,
thank
dear.
You.
Thank you. Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. That's, you know, I mean, look, again. Everyone says the same. We didn't need to lose it, but clearly
But you
I
know
did.
What? And you did, and you feel great. You look great, and that's all that matters there. And you know what, again, kudos out to everybody that calls in. We love the participation. If you have anything to share, any stories
mm-hmm.
to share, please do call in. And the number is, Venus, I'm not so good.
323-642-1296.
All right.
So we had an interesting dinner tonight. And
oh,
what I love about
share.
Being on the HCG diet, and I know, you know, always comes
HCG
back to the HCG
weight loss program.
Over pickles, but just through this journey, I have come to the realization that there are so many possibilities out there in terms
yes.
of cooking and preparation
yes.
and living your lifestyle that you just learn along the way. And through HCG, because, you know, it's portion controlled and you want to really, you know, you don't want, you can't be spontaneous when you're on the HCG. Everything has to be very well planned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're spontaneous, when you, you know,
yes, exactly.
you're not always making the best decision. So, and you're only kind of able to get what's available at that time, you know, so there's a lot of thought that goes into it. So we were very excited to make good use of our food saver, as we were talking
oh,
about.
Oh, I love
last week,
that
I
thing.
Think, where it basically, what is it, shrink wrap? No, how do you say it? Vacuum.
It's backpacked, backpacked.
Backpacked, yeah. So all the air is sucked out, and, you know, you can put it right in the freezer. You can store it for longer periods of time. There's no freezer burn and so forth. So we had made all these beautiful, you know, sauces and crab meats and everything, and we had portioned it out and vacuum sealed
yes.
it.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
And, you know, you'd write on the side of it. There's an area they let you write, you know, the date, what the contents are. So, you know, sometimes you throw things into your freezer, you take them out, you know, a month later, and you have no idea what it is.
Well, you know what, though? We label it, so we do.
But that's what I'm saying. Labeling is very important.
We do, and you know what I think is important, mm-hmm. folks? Like, Venus and I have actually talked about it. Like, we really,
yeah.
when we put stuff away, we do this vac seal, we label it, we date it. But I actually said to Venus, like, I mean, I am type A, so I'm sorry, folks. But to actually have, like, a little list on the refrigerator and say, what do you have in the fridge,
Excuse
what do you
me.
Have in the freezer? And that's not a bad thing.
100%, but the beautiful thing about it is that tonight we were, you know, rushing to get ready for the show. We were tired. We'd been out all day. And we really didn't have, you know, anything in the fridge to eat. Alas, we didn't make it to the supermarket today. So
No. Excuse me. I wasn't at all. Wait. Where's this we? Where's this we?
Every 24 hours, we are in the supermarket.
Yeah, no, literally, I call this the retail shopping program because we have enjoyed going every day to get fresh new foods, you know, and I love it. And you know what? Maybe that'll transform the way we do things. And if that does, I'm okay with that.
But my point is that we had nothing really to eat, anything significant like protein.
Except that we had the crab stuffing,
yeah.
Which was amazing.
Took it right out, defrosted it. You bought the beautiful fresh flounder.
Yeah.
We steamed the broccoli in our new bamboo steamer.
Oh, can we talk about that thing?
Yes,
oh.
Let's talk about that because, you know, along with the velveting technique, I think using this bamboo steamer, which...
You know what?
They use them in every restaurant.
They do, and there's something about it, folks. So I actually kind of conjured up in my own head why that is a one-up from actually like steaming in like a double boiler, which we've ever done. And I think it's that the bamboo, as the steam's coming up and through, it absorbs any additional moisture.
Oh.
So it doesn't just sit on the vegetables and make it all mouchard, as we say in Italy, right?
Mm-hmm.
No mouchard. So it's a great thing. And these layers, you get a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different layers of these bamboo layers, right? And what you do, folks, is the ones on top should be the ones that need the least steaming. And the ones on the bottom would be the ones that need the most steaming. And then you could actually stack it in such a way that one's cookings or steamings would drip down to the next and just make this beautiful, beautiful array of vegetables with beautiful colors and what have you, right?
Absolutely. So that was just a really nice quick
yeah.
dinner tonight.
Yes.
And again, you know, if you can always have something in your freezer that's obviously going to, you know, thaw and reheat well,
correct,
right? I mean,
correct.
There's certain things that I certainly wouldn't be vacuum sealing and putting in the freezer.
Like for example, I think anything cooked or raw.
Right.
But you wouldn't, I don't think, you know, certainly, folks, you wouldn't put a broccoli or a cauliflower or anything like that. Because once you freeze things that have a lot of cellulose and water in them, they become, my favorite word of the night is... Mouchard. That's right, mouchard.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's definitely just a wonderful thing, you know, to make your life a lot easier, right?
That's what it's all about. But you know what? Not just making it easier, but making it a lot more healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do things like something like a vacuum seal or, you know, cooking with the best ingredients or going, you know what, we're going to invest $20 in a bamboo steamer because it makes our food so much better. What you're doing is actually creating food every single night or day that is just one up. And it's simple. It really is simple.
Absolutely.
Oh, the weird, wacky, the wonderful.
Well, talking of health foods, I'm very excited to announce that McDonald's has introduced their new Sriracha Big Mac. And I'm looking at a photo of it, and I'm absolutely dying. Okay. So,
oh, my God.
That's my dirty.
That's like pornographic XXX right there.
Basically, McDonald's has announced on just Monday the new cheeseburger called the Sriracha Big Mac. It's
the Sriracha Big Mac.
Yes. It's actually launching in 122 of its restaurants in Columbus and across the central Ohio season, and people are really, really getting very excited about this. I say we go out and get us one. What do you think?
I will let you go do that on your own because that actually doesn't sound so great to me. And that's not that I'm trying to be.
All we've done is sriracha.
What, to the special sauce?
The special sauce.
By the way, what is the special sauce, for God's sake? You know what it is? It's friggin' Russian dressing. That's the special sauce.
Yes.
You know, what is it? They have a whole song about it, right? Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us. Is that Burger King or McDonald's? Anyway, I'll skip
never,
that.
Never heard of that before.
No, I haven't. Okay, anyway, but the special sauce is basically Thousand Island dressing. That's it.
It is, yeah. Okay, that's very interesting. Anyway, so I love pickles. I love pickles in my burgers and...
Pickles in your burgers.
Burgers. Pickle sandwiches.
You know, I never had the pickle sandwich. And
well,
what's the craze? What's the big craze now? You go to a carnival, you get a what? Fried pickle. Yes.
That's right. Well, as you were talking about before, you're in a pickle, right? And we use that as a phrase, meaning I'm a deep shit man.
Yes.
So, but did you know the phrase "in a pickle" was first introduced by none other than Shakespeare?
Good old Willie Billy.
In his play, The Tempest, and the quotes actually read, "How camp'st thou in this pickle?" And I have been in such a pickle. So how crazy is that, that he was mentioning?
So the next time I say I am in a pickle, good old Willie Shakespeare will come to mind. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Now, picture this.
Yes.
A pickle that tastes like Kool-Aid.
No.
Kool-Aid pickles are made by, guess how?
Let me think about it for 5 seconds. Oh, Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Soaking dill pickles in very strong, you know, Kool-Aid, and they're actually very popular in parts of Mississippi. I want my Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, you get your Kool-Aid. Well, listen.
Wipeout.
So, you know what? I'm going to run down the ER and talk about why pickling is a better thing
and
than this,
you know,
Kool-Aid thing. Go ahead. Do tell.
It may actually be me. Americans consume more than 9 pounds of pickles per person on a yearly basis.
No, you're well beyond 9 pounds.
I think so.
You are well beyond.
I absolutely love pickles.
And actually, a little research that I did, we are talking about, in the U.S. specifically, 5,200,000 pounds of pickles. Not pickle food, pickles. Cucumber to pickle. There you go. So you know what? Venus is going to run down to the ER for a second. We'll be right back to talk about crazy pickle issues. But
yeah,
you know what? All night, Venus, we've been talking about what? The health-giving benefits of pickles.
All doctors to the ER.
See you later.
See you later, my love. I'll be right back. So pickles are loaded with vitamins and minerals and enzymes. And these microcultures that come out of the process of brining and fermentation are amazing. So, like Venus and I have been talking about all night, this is all about, like, probiotics and stuff like that. This is natural. But think about most cabbage, most pickle, most pickled anything, right? Cabbage, pickles, beets.
What about eggs?
Eggs. I love pickled eggs. Yeah.
I've never had one.
Yeah. You could do so many things pickled, and it's low glycemic, right?
Yeah.
Typically, it's low glycemic. I mean, it could vary out, right? I mean, my grandfather used to eat pickled pig's knuckles or something really quite nasty.
Pickled pig's knuckles.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. But what about the Indian culture, too?
They use
that. They're like pickled, like the chutneys, like the pickled.
Oh, and I love that.
Right?
Well, they do. There's something that's like an olive that is very tart. They do the kefir lime. I know that.
Yeah.
And they do a couple other ingredients. And we have some of that in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because you bring that out with some basmati rice and a nice, beautiful, healthy chicken curry with good coconut milk and stuff like that. It's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. But a lot of cultures have been using cultured foods.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could go down the line. It's amazing. It's not just pickles. I mean, tonight we're talking about pickles, but it's about fermentation. It's about all these interesting things. And, I mean, a typical pickled food will have all this great stuff, as we just discussed. In addition, there's certain things like if you pickle soy, it's called natto, which has K2. Now, K2 is amazing because it actually helps keep the calcium in the bones as opposed into the blood vessels. So that's K2. And that's from natto, which is soy. You know about kefir and tempeh and yogurt. These are all fermented. That's one of your favorites, right?
Kefir is the best, folks. And, you know, there's so many brands out there, but I really highly suggest you spend a bit more money and get the really good quality, organic, low-fat kefir. I mean, you know, ideally speaking, I would suggest getting the plain kefir and actually flavoring it or sweetening it yourself, because the sweetened ones already, they're really quite high in sugar, but kefir is so good for you.
Kefir is amazing. I mean, especially you get nice organic kefir. And folks, don't think twice about getting plain kefir and flavor it up yourself, which Venus has done.
Mm-hmm.
You put a little, like a little,
agave,
just a agave
honey.
Or honey and
put
fresh fruit,
chia seeds.
It's amazing,
oh,
folks. I mean, don't get things that are processed and let somebody else put the flavor in.
Right.
Put the flavor in yourself. So, I mean, Venus, these fermented foods, let's go back for a second. When you go to a Japanese restaurant, folks, you are having sushi. What's your soup of the day, typically? Or the first course, that's right, miso. So that is, again, fermented.
Right.
It's fermented
but
soy.
But why are they so, they're so high in sodium, I feel, these soups?
Well,
is it something that they
well, they
also?
Are. They are, and I actually think, again,
I mean, I love it, believe me. I love
soy. Well, there's
stuff,
something
but...
called koji. K-O-J-I, and that's the bacterium that actually creates this broth, which is called miso, which, folks, is actually anti-aging.
Oh, it is miso.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I mean, these are all healthy things. Again, folks, if you're sodium sensitive, you should do it in a small batch here or there. But there's plenty of fermented things, like last night, the Salatka Salachetta, that was not high in sodium.
But again, you know, you really have to have portion control, you know.
Well, with anything.
But I'm just saying, like, if you're really looking to keep your weight, you know, very balanced and remain healthy, you read the labels and learn to read them very well, like what's the serving size, how many servings in the, you know, really figure out what is one, like one tablespoon, you know, and then
Correct. Say,
okay, well, if one tablespoon's 15 calories, then okay, I can allow myself 2 tablespoons. That's great, but not more than that, because we just tend to just keep piling things on our plate, not realizing
yes.
that we're all adding
yes.
up.
Yes, yes, and I
and
would
I've
agree
become
with
a little
that.
Obsessed with counting calories.
A tad bit.
Just a tad.
That's okay.
Just a tad.
I mean, awareness is empowerment, so that's good. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
actually very good, Venus. And, you know, Dan, the juicing man from the green room, is just talking about you can pickle vegetables with anything, and he's right, anything from
mm-hmm.
sauerkraut or carrots, onions, and you go down the line.
Mm.
And
yeah, sure.
It's delicious, and it adds a real nice contrast.
So we should start pickling.
Absolutely.
I'd like to make some pickled strawberries.
Let me get back to you on that.
Can you pickle strawberries?
You probably could. Am I gonna enjoy that?
No.
I don't know. You know what? You try it. In one end of the house, and let me know if it blows up and the containers blow up when you're pickling.
Ah, it'll be my science.
Yeah.
My science.
Can you put that in like a closet just in case? But again, you know what? Let's talk about pickling and fermentation. So kimchi, Korean kimchi, they take cabbage and all these great things and pepper and this, that, and the other. And what do they do with it, Venus? You know what they do?
They throw it in the ground?
They do. They do. Now, folks, if you just saw me across the green room here, I mean the studio, I was actually doing like a dig down thing.
Like
in it.
Digging a grave.
Yeah, but it's not a grave. What it is, you know what? Actually, in a sick way,
it
looks like an urn. In a sick way, it looks like an urn. So what they do is they put all this together, they put the fermentation process to a start point, put the lid on, wrap it real well, and they dig a hole and put it down below, and that's kimchi. I mean, amazing. It's really amazing and delicious. It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah. I love all of that stuff. I really do.
Now, the Chinese actually have a pickling urn, and they actually call it a pickling urn.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe I'll go out by being pickled. I don't know. We'll see.
We will. But why is it that pickles, you know, in the Russian culture, they love to drink their vodka and eat pickles. Have you ever tried that? It's a very nice combination.
What time's the show over? In another 7 minutes, we'll try. Well, you're on the 8th. Well, I'll do it on your behalf.
What a great combination.
Well, I get that because what do? We have the Gibson, which is the pickled onions, and we have a typical martini, which is an olive, which is not pickled, but it's got that salty briny. It is definitely brined. But think about that again. I'm going to go back to that fact for a minute. You see the difference? The typical olive that you would use for martini is in a salt brine, but it's not fermented. Why? because there's so much fat. I'm going to have to go research this, folks. Don't post that anywhere. But I think the difference is how many carbohydrates are available to start the fermentation process.
So, wow, so we really have talked a lot about pickles. I'm feeling like I need a pickle right now.
Okay.
And we have some great pickles in the fridge, folks.
We
so
do.
I'm going to be having one of
those
shortly.
We do.
But yeah, so that's pickling for today. I think we've kind of been pickled with our
We have been pickled, and we have, and
we
got 5 minutes left, and I don't even know that we need to go the whole span. And why don't we release right now what we're going to do next Monday for the Monday before Thanksgiving 2016 episode of Getting Hot in the Kitchen.
Yes, we do have an amazing show to bring to you. I can't believe Thanksgiving is nearly here, and I'm sure everyone's busy running around getting ready. A lot of people, you know, going out of state, visiting family. I mean, this really, from now until New Year's, is mayhem and absolute chaos for a lot of people.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people have big families and they can't just lay low. Like
no, you can't. You can't. No.
So, but we will be having our own little shindig. But so, yeah, next Monday, we...
Drum roll, please.
We are going to be debuting our first ever live, Facebook Live, Getting Hot in the Kitchen show. And, you know, David has been very successful with his Dr. Dave Health Facebook Live. We had a wonderful show just last Saturday, and we're getting some great viewership. And
absolutely.
People like to see other people doing fun stuff.
Yes,
so
yes.
We are going to be coming to you live on Monday. We're not really sure what to expect yet.
But we're going to have fun.
We're going to have fun while we're doing, because it's live, right? So we can't curse or do anything crazy because...
Well, this is a live show too, so... But you know what? Facebook Live, we will monitor ourselves. We're going to have a lot of fun. But it's going to be a different perspective, and I'm really looking forward to it. I really am.
I am too. And what else do we have going on this week?
Oh, my God. Is there any big things coming up this week for us? I'm just trying to think through. Today is Monday. We're busy. It's a very busy digging week for us. Oh, wait. You are finishing up your HCG weight loss program.
Yes, so.
And Saturday night, where are we going?
Well, I'm finishing my HCG diet on Friday, so Saturday we're going out for a celebratory dinner at some gorgeous steakhouse. We're not sure where on Long Island. So, but, folks, I'm still going to behave myself. I'll have a nice piece of steak, maybe a salad.
Yeah.
Certain things I still can't
maybe
eat.
Some steamed asparagus, some steamed spinach. We'll do the oysters on the half shell with the mignonette.
I mean,
oh,
honestly,
my God.
To tell you the truth, just very quickly, I've been on this diet for what seems like an eternity.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's almost like I'm just, my body's used to it now.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to have any problems making good decisions going forward because, you know, it's just, I've been conditioned at this point. So
absolutely.
It's all good, folks. So we'll definitely be telling you all about that next Monday.
Definitely. And we got some other cool stuff coming up. So we got the Facebook Live next Monday for Thanksgiving. And we're going to give you some great, great, great tips on how to cook for Thanksgiving. We're going to put up a YouTube channel, and if you get a chance,
it's
going to
be amazing.
Saturday morning, 11 a.m., go to David H. Until 1 on Facebook and tune in to Ask Dr. Dave Live, Facebook Live.
A lot of fun. So, folks, have a great week, and we will see you next Monday at 9 p.m. on Facebook.
99.
Thanks so much for listening. Have a great night. Bye-bye.